to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
She said, I'm going to run my campaign in the same spirit as John Wayne, also from Waterloo. Well, and this is what makes me crazy. It turns out John Wayne is not from Waterloo. I remember two things about John Wayne. He was in a lot of Westerns, and he was a heavy smoker. So, I guess the message I'm trying to import here tonight is do a little homework. Just do just a little bit of homework. I mean, don't you just, well, what about page two of Google or Wikipedia?
Yeah, the other
page one.
David Letterman commenting on Michelle Bachmann and some of her misstatements. The 2012 presidential race number one this week on the countdown as we get into the review of the hot hits in talk radio. I'm Doug Steffen, overviewing what's going on the weekending Friday, July 1st is our focus. Here's a rundown of the top 10 hits in talk radio determined by the staff over at Talkers Magazine. They monitor talk radio programs across the country, read by lots of the talent and management. And sometimes there are people who log on to talkers.com just because they're fans of the format. At number one, the aforementioned presidential election. Number two, the Obama news conference. Number three, the Taliban attack, I guess, Afghanistan, generally speaking. Libya is number four. The economic jitters in Europe, number five. The TSA making fools of themselves yet again several times this past week. Obamacare, number seven. The Supreme Court ruling on violent videos, number eight. Wildfires in New Mexico, number nine. And Major League Baseball action, the Dodgers declaring bankruptcy, probably the big story in sports talk radio. That's at number 10. Looking at the list of people, number 10, Bristol Palin, she released her memoir this week. A lot of action there conversationally. Ben Bernanke is 9, Harry Reid 8, Bill Clinton 7, John Boehner 6. The various Republican candidates here nosing around from 5 to number 2, and Mr. Obama is number 1. All right, so let's get to some of the meat here as we go through all of the discussion of the presidential race. And Michelle Bachmann, here's a question that has come up during the course of the week, maybe best put by asking whether or not she's ready for prime time. She's on top of most of the polls, so what does that say? Well, I think we were talking earlier, if you were listening to one of the earlier reviews of what's going on in talk radio earlier hours, there are slightly fewer than 25% of registered Republicans around the country who think that any of these candidates are worth their support. So if there are only 25% who are pleased, and of that, let's say half, it's not half, but I guess rating number one, number two, Michelle Bachmann has about the same ratings as Rush Limbaugh. Rush Limbaugh makes a lot of noise, but only 5 out of every 100 people listening to the radio at the time he's on are listening to him. So what does that tell you about Ms. Bachmann, who has officially launched her campaign this week? Pretty much a roller coaster ride for her. Is there good news for her? Well, I guess the good news is that the voters, at least those who have expressed themselves of that 25%, think that she's swell. But is the reporting in the news media that she's soaring in the polls even valid? Does it have any value? Yeah, it has value at the moment. But she's drowning in bad ink. She's faced suggestions she's a flake. She's doubled down on her claim that the founding fathers worked tirelessly to end slavery. She mixed up John Wayne and John Wayne Gacy, endured a sort of vitriolic profile in Rolling Stone, got into a spat with Tom Petty for using one of his songs. So that's week one of her campaign. Is she too much of a non-serious candidate? I guess maybe that's the way of asking the question. 800-510-8255. The media is sexist. That's been a challenge and a complaint running around. They're punishing her. Why would they punish her? I don't have much use for the news media. I just listen to what she says, make my own comments. Even if all of the things about her gaffes are foolishness, there are foolish 10-second blips on the screen. Whether she's a joke or she's not a joke, is she the timbre? do people, generally speaking, want her? She does not have the facts, but she does have the point of view. And under the circumstances, I like many of the things that she says, frankly, from a point of view of political reality. Whether she's a fringe character or not, or whether she gets reviewed well or not, she must not be thin-skinned because she's going to face heightened security and scrutiny as she goes through this. She will survive, perhaps, or maybe she won't survive. I guess it depends. She's a little too far to the right for me, but I do appreciate her points of view on the taxes and government and that sort of thing. It just doesn't seem to be powerful or persuasive enough. Maybe that's my review, my comment on this. What's yours? 800-510-8255. Will she wreak havoc on the presidential race? Could she win Iowa? You can follow all of this stuff on Facebook, follow on Twitter, and at DougStephan.com. In a moment, we have Al Sharpton talking. Now, this ought to be good. Here's another one. You're talking about gas bags. Wait. Anyway, he is going to focus on Michelle Bachmann from that side of the street, if you know what I mean. That's up next here on The Countdown.
Julia Rubenstein tests bullfrog sunblock at the lake all summer long.
My husband jokes that I should be the poster child for sunscreen. I am blonde, blue-eyed, and extremely fair-skinned. I use Bullfrog Marathon Mist. It's just been a wonderful product. It dries within seconds. It's also sweat-proof and waterproof. I truly believe Bullfrog is better. I even have my dermatologist recommending it now.
Bullfrog Sunblock, the toughest waterproof protection under the sun, based on testing standards used as directed.
Are your cable rates rising? Tired of being pushed around by your provider? It's time to push back. Cut the cable and get Dish Network installed with absolutely no equipment to buy. Here's the best part. Packages start at just $24.99 a month for an entire year. That's right. Call now and get Dish Network installed free. Plus your choice of HBO, Cinemax, or Starz free for 3 months. If you call in right now, Dish Network will also throw in free HD for life. PMG Dish, a Dish Network authorized retailer, is waiting for your call and can have you watching TV as soon as tomorrow. Call 800-842-1870. Imagine all your favorite movies, sports, and shows in crystal clear digital quality for far less money, and you won't have to deal with a cable company anymore. At only $24.99 per month, they're practically giving it away. Call now for full details. Call 800-842-1870. That's 800-842-1870. Again, 800-842-1870. Limited time off for prices, packages, and programming subject to change without notice. 24-month agreement required. Cancellation fees, auto pay, and paperless billing and other restrictions apply. Call for details.
This is Troy Aikman.
And Hulk Hogan with another worry-free shopping tip.
You know, these days, technology seems to change by the hour.
Once you get it out of the box, it's already outdated.
Well, at Rent-A-Center, you never have to worry because there are no long-term commitments. If you ever want to, you can bring it back and stop paying.
So you're never stuck with something that's dated.
I like those pants.
Hey! Parachute pants are back, brother.
Right now at Rent-A-Center, get great deals on Acer tablets with Android. Worry-free. See rentacenter.com for complete details and more information on the worry-free guarantee.
Lieutenant Colonel Lance Hampton.
For 18 months, all I've known is kill or be killed. I thought about suicide a lot. Nobody understood, and my family couldn't relate. At my absolute lowest point, a friend took me to a VFW post just to help me keep it together. I found men and women of all ages who got it. I found a family at the VFW and turned it into my most important tour of duty. I am the new VFW.
It's who we are. It's what we do. To join, log on to VFW.org.
Broccoli or beans? Peaches or pears? Choosing what to plant in your garden isn't always easy, but protecting your garden is. Seven Brand Insecticide has been trusted for generations to protect fruits and veggies from over 100 harmful insects, including Japanese beetles. And Seven is guaranteed to work or your money back. Hate the bugs, love your garden. Get Seven, available at Walmart and other lawn and garden retailers.
800-510-8255. That's how you ring in to The Countdown. David is in Rockport, Texas, with thoughts on Ms. Bachmann versus several other prominent Americans. Go ahead, sir.
Well, I'm appalled, first of all, that anybody would listen to Al Sharpton at all.
Wait, hold on just a second. Why are you appalled? He has a constituency, whether you and I agree with him or not. He's a gas bag, he's kind of a jerk, but there are, not everybody, for our money, your money and my money, He may not be worth much, but for a lot of people that are in a free society, listening to somebody who's free to express him or herself, the guy is someone who gets attention, whether we like it or not, whether you understand that he has a constituency, which he basically has developed himself, just like Jesse Jackson, doesn't mean there isn't a place for him. You don't like to listen to him, and I don't like to listen to him, but that doesn't mean somebody else might not be thrilled every time the guy opens his mouth.
Tawana Brawley.
Yeah.
Michael, what more do I need to say?
I'm going to find that. Hold on a minute. Listen carefully. We're going to find that cut from her because I know that we've got it someplace. Meanwhile, Al Sharpton here talking to Joan Walsh from Salon.com. He's left of center. She's left of center. Now, why am I identifying that way? Because some of the lefties aren't as well known as some of the righties, and that's why I'm doing this. It's not because I'm trying to point them out. Anyway, there's also Chris Hayes from The Nation in here about Michelle Bachmann.
Joan, how big a problem is this to Bachmann trying to push herself as a small government conservative?
I think it's a big problem, actually. You know, Michelle is right. She probably won't get into trouble for some of her crazy ideas about this country being a Christian theocracy. Her believers, her supporters believe that. But this is either hypocrisy at best, and it may be lying at worst. It really seems hard to believe that she didn't know that her husband's firm was getting this kind of Medicaid money, and she's also not telling the truth at all about the subsidies to her farm, because she says it's her father-in-law's, but she's actually claimed the income on her disclosure forms. Luckily, she told the truth there. So I think this is actually emerging as a big deal, because one thing voters on the left and the right don't like is hypocrisy, and they certainly don't like lying.
Chris, you know, let me get back to her remarks about the founding fathers and slavery. It seems to say a lot about how she likes to fabricate ideas and mix up facts.
I think what it shows is that there's this bizarre founding father fetishism that has taken over American politics, particularly in the last 2 years. At the same time that Barack Obama, the first African-American president, was elected, a certain portion of the population decided that what they wanted to was to swear fidelity to the vision of a certain group of white men who signed the Constitution and crafted it in 1776, 1787, with absolutely, you know, no way wavering from what that original vision was. And that has now become a kind of hallmark. Everyone's always trying to, like, out-founding father each other. And it's a completely preposterous means of going about crafting a governing vision for the country. But it's tremendously popular, I think, for both Bachmann supporters and the right more broadly. And it's a way of appealing to authority to support, in this almost kind of biblical sense, that the original visionaries of the country were behind whatever your particular policy preference is now.
Yeah, Joan, just how radical is Bachmann's position on the minimum wage, particularly now when you compare past Republican presidential candidates' position on this?
Oh, it's really out there, but sadly, you know, they're all moving out there. But, you know, listening to her, it's not just the minimum wage. It's you know, health and safety regulations. It's the FDA. It's anything that interferes with business. And, you know, her ideas to some extent have been tested in deregulation, certainly financial deregulation. We would like to have some of those regulations back. They actually protected us. The minimum wage is something that we fought for and that people value. So these ideas are unpopular with the broader electorate, but they're really right square in the middle of the Republican point of view today. It's kind of scary.
Oh, baloney. Right smack dab in the middle of what everybody thinks. These people are so out of touch. All right, so there's one overview of the presidential race. A little more coming up here on the countdown.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
235 years ago, our forefathers signed the Declaration of Independence to escape tyranny and oppression. Today, there is a need to reinforce that declaration. What can we do to protect our health as a nation and in our homes from those who wish to control the quality of our air and water? To find out, you need to visit airandaqua.com right now or call 612-767-2777. You will receive a free copy of our Constitution, a newsletter, and bonus items. Airandaqua.com. Purify your life today.
The number one secret to having great health and long life is having high levels of glutathione. This master antioxidant is required by your body to stop free radicals, keep cells young, remove chemical and heavy metal toxins, support immunity, support liver functions, stop inflammation, and much more. The results of optimal levels of glutathione in your body are more mental and physical energy, stronger immune system, greater endurance, and more. Do you know the number one secret superfood that helps increase your glutathione levels by 64% or more? It's unheated whey protein powder from grass-fed cows. This health food is amazing in its ability to do so much for virtually everyone. Introducing One World Whey, an industry-first unheated whey protein powder from grass-fed cows. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
For those of you who don't remember Tawana Brawley, she was the young woman that was allegedly attacked, rape allegations put forth when she was 15, and turned out that the facts proved that she was not. She was from Wappinger Falls, New York. She was not raped. It was a hoax. And that's why the gentleman asked about that. Do you remember Tawana Brawley in relationship to Al Sharpton? Sure do. 800-510-8255. We're discussing the potential presidential candidates on the Republican side. Still on Michelle Bachmann with this excerpt from the Bob Franz radio program.
Katrina and the Waves has made an official request to the Michelle Bachmann for President campaign, asking them to not use their song, Walking on Sunshine, anymore at rallies where Michelle Bachmann appears. They tweeted, as a matter of fact, about 10 hours ago on their official Twitter site, says, KATW, Katrina and the Waves, would like it to be known that they do not endorse the use of Walking on Sunshine by Michelle Bachmann and have instructed lawyers accordingly. They then tweeted an hour after that, we would be grateful if you could RT or retweet our previous post to your followers. Apparently Katrina and the Waves are, let's just say less than conservative. Apparently they don't necessarily agree with Michelle Bachmann's views on things, so much so that they don't want them or her using their music. Now, first of all, unless I'm crazy, if I pay $1.29 to download your crappy song on iTunes, can't I play it wherever the hell I want? I can play it as an opening song to this segment like we just did. I can play it as I walk out onto a stage at a speech if I want. Can't I play it where the hell I want if I've downloaded it and paid for it? Or, God forbid, I actually shelled out $12 or whatever it costs for the CD filled with that song and a whole bunch of other songs that nobody's ever heard before? Can I play wherever I want? And second of all, as I tweeted at Katrina and the Waves, quote, hey, Katrina and Waves, when was the last time you were remotely relevant? You should pay Michelle Bachmann for using your trashy songs. Seriously, when is the last time anybody even noticed them or wanted them or wanted to use their music for anything, and now they're bitching about who's using it? So, I mean, it's just, and by the way, she's not the only one. You know who else is playing this game? Tom Petty. Tom Petty has requested that, yeah, here we go, has requested that the Michelle Bachmann campaign refrain from using American Girl whenever she appears on stage at rallies. Because Tom Petty doesn't like Michelle Bachmann either. You know what's happening here? Seriously? This is the very early stage, or these are the very early stages of the Sarah Palinizing of Michelle Bachmann.
Right. So there's Bob Franz talking about the singers and the bands trying to get Bachmann to stop using their songs. First of all, you have to pay public performance fees to do what he suggests, Franz suggesting. Just buying the song isn't enough. If you're running for president, wouldn't you want to be using songs from somebody who liked you? No shortage of singers and bands that are on the side of things that she's on. But it seems like the Republicans do this kind of thing often, which makes me wonder if they aren't doing it on purpose just to get a little bit more publicity. And guess what? It works. 800-510-8255. So there are other candidates. You wouldn't know there are other candidates around because Michelle Bachmann has gotten so much attention. And again, going back to what was just said there, what happened to Tim Pawlenty this week and Newt Gingrich and Rick Santorum? Who knows? As we have to move on to the Obama news conference on the debt. That's up next on the countdown.
Lori Morris doesn't go out without Bullfrog Mosquito Coast.
My son and I are mosquito magnets. And if I'm not wearing the Mosquito Coast sunscreen, I am immediately eaten alive. And so is he. I saw the Mosquito Coast covered both sun protection and insect repellent. We don't get sunburn when we use the Bullfrog, and we don't get bit.
Bullfrog Mosquito Coast. Deep-free 8-hour repellent, SPF 30. No wonder it's the number one burn and bite protection. Use as directed.
For America's wounded warriors, coming home can sometimes be a battle in itself. Making the transition back to civilian life or active duty with a traumatic injury can be the challenge of a lifetime. The USO provides every American a way to support our wounded warriors and their families through every phase of their medical treatment and rehabilitation. It's how all of us, as a community, can give something back to our heroes. It's how we can say thank you and assure them that their sacrifice is recognized and appreciated by every one of us. Join us. Visit USO.org to learn how you can make a difference in the lives of our wounded warriors and their families. The USO, until everyone comes home.
Hurry into the PetSmart 4th of July sale. You'll save up to 50% on hundreds of items when you use your Pet Perks card. Save $5 on all varieties of Iams cat food in 16 to 20 pound bags. Iams has a new taste your cat will love. And PetSmart has the largest selection of Iams formulas among leading retailers. Try Iams today, because healthy never tasted so good. Don't miss these 4th of July deals, only at PetSmart. Happiness in store. While supplies last, offer valid July 1st through July 4th.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Never buy home canning jar lids again. No kidding. When you buy Tadler reusable canning lids once, you'll never buy canning lids ever again. Safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single-use throwaways containing BPA. But Tadler reusable canning lids are guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning. Tadler lids are made with a USDA and FDA-approved food-grade plastic, safe for direct food contact, and contain no BPA. Tadler lids are dishwasher-safe, usable with standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fit standard mason jars, are indefinitely reusable, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders at reusablecanninglids.com or call 1-877-747-2793. 877-747-2793. Call 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com for Tadler reusable canning lids, the original since 1976.
Is your church, school, or organization desperately looking for new fundraising ideas? Tired of the same old candles or candy, taking orders, inventory, and low profits? Well, here's great news. 10X Fundraising guarantees 10 times traditional profits with zero hassle. For an amazing free bonus, free shipping, and an extra 10% off, enter GCN when you go to 10xfundraising.com. That's the number 10, the letter X, fundraising.com. Or call 800-480-8797. Visit 10X Fundraising for 10 times a profit today.
Will you survive during the economic collapse or another deadly natural disaster? Your key to survival lies here at HardShoot.com. A former member of U.S. Special Operations knows what you'll need to survive in these hard times. Our online store arms you with extreme survival kits, self-heating food reserves, and more. For a limited time, with any purchase, you'll also receive a 3-day survival kit absolutely free. Prepare now. The online store, www.HardShoot.com. www.HardShoot.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours too. We take a very simple but proven 3-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Talk Republicans before, and all we got was a lecture. So maybe if you just take a Valium and calm down and come on down and talk to us, why, it might be helpful.
That's Kansas Senator Pat Roberts focusing on the president suggesting how to take a Valium, calm down, and meet with members of Congress to discuss the debt. That's the big deal this week at number two as we go through working over, if you will, some of the big topics, the top 10 stories this week. As the countdown continues, ABC's Jake Tapper talks to Bill Clinton about the president's news conference.
We started in our exclusive interview talking about the president's press conference, talking about President Obama's showdown with Congress over the deficit reduction talks and Republican opposition to any tax increases.
For 30 years now, the Republican part of their orthodoxy is that taxes, especially on upper-income people, are always bad for the economy. I don't know that it can be resolved until there's some break in the action.
Do they have any point to make in terms of taxes could harm this very fragile recovery?
Sure, today. What I'd like to see them do is agree on the outlines of a 10-year plan and then agree not to start either the revenue hikes or the spending cuts until we've got this recovery underway.
CGI America is focused on job creation here. What ideas are you hearing here at this conference that President Obama and Speaker Boehner need to hear?
I think that there's a feeling here that we need a public-private partnership different from what anybody's quite proposed to do that, that we ought to really make a serious effort to get back in the game to compete with China and Germany and others in the clean energy area, that and what to do about the so-called skills gaps. That is, there are more than 3 million posted job openings today. Those jobs are being filled at only half the pace they were filled in previous recessions.
At the same time, unemployment is 9%.
You got it. So just think about it. We had 3 million more people working. Unemployment would be more than 2 points lower than it is. And America would be in a very different place psychologically.
Why should an American going to the voting booth next year, next November, pull the lever for President Obama if he is not better off and the country is not better off than they were 4 years before?
Well, first of all, I think by Election Day it will be better than it is now.
It still will likely be over 8%, though.
That's correct. But I would say the circumstances are different. When President Obama took office, we were in the midst of avoiding having a financial collapse turn into a depression. The so-called stimulus bill actually outperformed expectations, not underperformed, but it wasn't big enough to lift this whole economy out of the hole it was in. The auto restructuring is working. I also think when he gets an opponent, people will be able to compare what the opponent is promising to what he is. I'll be surprised if he's not reelected. I've always thought he would be.
Wow. Well, let's hope not. I like Bill Clinton, but and that's my own spin on it. How about yours? 800-510-8255, but I wouldn't be excited about Michelle Bachmann if she was on the other side holding our noses and voting for the person least offensive to us has got to stop as a national pastime. That's what we've done the last two times at least. And how's it working for you? 800-510-8255. President Obama and the news conference, the debt ceiling. Here's radio host Rob Johnson with Congressman Louis Gohmert of Texas about the president's comments that Congress ought to be doing their job.
Let me play you some audio from the president speaking yesterday in his press conference about Congress doing their job.
I've met with the leaders multiple times.
Do I have to listen?
At a certain point, they need to do their job.
I know it's painful, but at a certain point, you need to do your job. You seem to perhaps take exception to that.
Yes, and I did hear that. And it made me mad yesterday as today. There he is saying that we have got to do our job. He had his own House and his own Senate doing whatever he wanted them to do, including this ridiculous Obamacare that boy, you talk about hurting seniors. $500 billion cut from Medicare, and they're blaming us for what might happen in the future. They already did it. They already cut $500 billion. And he's telling us we've got to do our job. Boy, we're doing our job. We're passing appropriations bills. We passed a budget. He needs to direct that to Harry Reid. The Senate's not doing their job. Maybe to give him credit, maybe he just meant the Senate and not the House, because we're sure doing ours. Although, I'm not crazy about the way our leadership has done the job so far. We promised America. I didn't write the pledge, but I took it after Boehner's friends wrote it.
Mm-hmm.
It says in there, you go back and read, Rob, it says that we pledge that if we get the majority, we will go back to pre-stimulus, pre-bailout, spending levels,
yes,
which is 2007, because 2008 we had the $160 billion stimulus from Bush. I voted against that. We had the Wall Street bailout. That it was a travesty. We should never have done that. I would vote against that. So you go back to 2007, that's right about $2.6 trillion. And that's over $1 trillion less. But the American people said, okay, you want to go by $100 billion, that's fine.
Mm-hmm.
Because it does mention that we'll save at least $100 billion. Then we get to January, we got the majority. Our leadership says, wait, time out. We don't have a full year, so you've got to let us prorate it. Well, you knew you weren't going to have a full year when you took the pledge.
Yes.
Okay, we'll give you a pass. $61 billion will do it.
Mm-hmm.
And then we come in and we say, well, it turns out it's only $39 billion. And then by the time CBO gets through, it's actually $352 million. That's not keeping our pledge, and we should have done a better job, and I hope that we'll get around to it.
All right, so let's see here. A final listen to an excerpt from a radio program we monitored hosted by John McGinnis. Here he talks about the different points of view the president has on the debt versus what he said when he was a senator running for the presidency.
The president of the United States has a strong, clear-spoken, articulate critic with whom he must contend, a person who is countering much of his position on significant issues these days. And I think it's going to be tough for him. I think it's going to be very difficult for him. And the person to whom I refer, interestingly enough, is Senator Barack Obama. Referring to an article out of the Washington Post, I think it was yesterday's actually, talking about a little bit of an update, a little brush up on recent history. look at the positions that Senator Barack Obama took versus the, and I think this, there's a little bit of this that's true that you could apply to any president, but this this one seems to be a little bit more clear in terms of distinction and difference of the statements of yesterday or yesteryear versus today. President Obama, for instance, wants Congress to raise the national debt limit. No doubt about it. He's outspoken and he's bold and he's not going to take no for an answer, or so it would appear. But his opponents have brought up a statement that Senator Obama made in 2006. That's right. The first-term Democratic representing Illinois said that merely debating a debt increase was a sign of leadership failure. A sign of a leadership failure. Now, of course, he wants it to happen. Of course, now Obama insists that he had the right to dispatch U.S. Forces to the conflict in Libya without authorization from Congress. And critics have noted that Obama seemed to feel differently about the proper use of the military force in 2007. In fact, it's somebody from his own party. Representative Dennis Kucinich even carries a quote from Obama in his pocket to show people who don't believe it. And that quote says, the president does not have the power under the Constitution to unilaterally authorize a military attack in a situation that does not involve stopping an actual or imminent threat to the nation. That was Obama's quote 4 years ago.
Well, there's the game of gotcha being played, and I guess there's probably plenty of that, and there's room for plenty of it. And so anyway, that's an overview of the news conference from pretty much one side. Hard to find sometimes things from the other side. We try to do that because I believe in fair and balanced. I mean, I really believe in fair and balanced. I don't just say it like we hear on the radio from lots of other sources. This is a way of trying to present all sides of the issues here on the countdown. We get them where we can. Afghanistan is number three this week in the countdown. We get to that next.
Fishing Captain Chris Owens will not leave the dock without Bullfrog Mosquito Coast.
Running inshore fishing charters here in the low country, you put the Mosquito Coast on from Bullfrog, and you don't even have to think about the mosquitoes. Not having to worry about the sun, the mosquitoes, or reapplying sunscreen from being wet, three plus things I have to think about. It's nice to be able to do it in one shot. We just coat up with Bullfrog and go.
Bullfrog Mosquito Coast. Deep free 8-hour repellent, SPF 30. No wonder it's the number one burn and bite protection. Use as directed.
The greatest speeches.
Government is not the solution to our problem. Government is the problem.
Of all time.
Because this is the party of Lincoln and Reagan.
On The Conservative Voice.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
The Conservative Voice, a two-disc DVD or CD containing some of the most powerful speeches ever. Featured are Ronald Reagan.
Our government is too big.
Sarah Palin.
Let's drill, baby, drill, not stall, baby, stall.
George W. Bush.
I can hear you, and the people who knocked these buildings down will hear all of us soon.
Highlights of speeches from some of the most legendary figures in American political history can be yours now. Here's how to order.
To order, go to www.conservativevoice.us/Doug. That's conservativevoice.us/Doug. conservativevoice.us/Doug.
As Americans, we must never turn our backs to the men and women serving in our armed forces. We at the Purple Heart know firsthand that there is more to war than bombs and bullets. The Military Order of the Purple Heart Service Foundation has combat wounded Purple Heart recipients are truly veterans helping veterans, their families, and the community. Through your support and donations, the Purple Heart Service Foundation can provide programs that assist our veterans, their widows, and orphans. You can donate vehicles and other household items so the Purple Heart Service Foundation can assist combat wounded and disabled veterans and their families. Call today at 800-293-1343. Your tax-deductible donation also supports programs that help our soldiers returning from Iraq and Afghanistan. That's 800-293-1343 or purpleheartcars.org. Show your pride in America. The Military Order of the Purple Heart Service Foundation is leading the way for disabled veterans and their families. Call 1-800-293-1343 or purpleheartcars.org.
In a military warehouse south of Washington, D.C., a USO stuffing party is in full swing. By the end of the day, volunteers will have stuffed over 10,000 USO care packages, packed them in boxes, loaded them on trucks, and sent them on their way to our soldiers in Iraq, Afghanistan, and military bases around the world. They'll stuff them full of things that most of us take for granted, but that our troops don't often have. Things like toiletries, playing cards, candy, books, little things. Little things that carry an enormous message to our troops. Little things like, thank you. Like, we'll never forget you. Like, we're behind you 100%. Like, we love and cherish each and every one of you. Little things. We're all about the little things. We're the USO. So are you. For more information and to find out how you can help, visit us at USO.org. The USO. Until everyone comes home.
800-510-8255. And following us on the usual web resources is something you can do. You go to DougStefan.com. You'll find more information out about what we are discussing on the countdown, the charts for the week of June 27th to July 1st. And we're at number 3, the situation in Afghanistan. Here's radio host Kevin Wall speaking to Senator John Cornyn of Texas about the president's view on the War Powers Act.
This whole thing of hostilities, Bob Corker, Jim Webb, others are all over the president on this, saying it's kind of a wink, wink, nod, nod. Well, it doesn't violate it because we're not in the midst of hostilities because nobody's shooting back at us. Do you buy that notion?
No, it's absurd. And I just think the president's got himself into a real box here because really without consulting with Congress, but rather seeking the approval of the United Nations, he has taken us to war, hostilities, whatever you want to call it, armed conflict in Libya, and then he thought he would just hand it off to NATO and sort of wash his hands of it, and he would have completed his mission. But it hadn't turned out that way. It hadn't turned out very well.
I know that Bob Corker mentioned today, Senator Bob Corker of Tennessee, that what the president may have inadvertently done is sort of opened up Pandora's box to issues of, hey, when we go firing Predator drones and they fire cruise missiles at targets in Yemen and other places, does that constitute hostilities? How far do you think this conversation needs to go to rein in this president who right now is involved in, well, at least 4, maybe 5 different conflicts?
Well, this is a conversation the president should have invited Congress to before those hostilities began. That's the time to have the sort of clarifying conversations, not after you've already done everything you intended to do and then are looking for a way out. So I think that's why I say the president's really put himself into a box here. He's coming now, Senator Kerry and Senator McCain are coming to Congress and saying, we want you to authorize what has happened before, even though you didn't have any voice in the mission before it was actually attempted to be carried out. It's completely backwards, and that's why we find ourselves in this very strange position where the president and his allies are parsing words about what the word hostilities really means.
Let me ask you, do you think you'll be voting on, I know they were marking up in the Foreign Relations Committee, a bill that would authorize in some way, lots of amendments, they're going through them even as we speak. Do you think you will see a bill over the course of the next few days that you will be able to vote on? And what kind of bill would you vote on? Will you vote to authorize?
Well, I'm not going to vote to retroactively authorize something that that I had no voice in deciding to set out to do before it was attempted. So what I really think is most important, Kevin, is now that the president's gotten into this mess with no apparent way out, with Gaddafi still in control, and with NATO seemingly unable and capable of completing the mission, I want to know what his strategy is going forward. And if he comes up with a credible strategy and a reasonable goal, then I may well support that. But I'm not going to vote retroactively to authorize this mission, this intervention, these hostilities.
All right, intervention, hostilities, whatever it is. You may have noticed that I turned this around. I said we were going to listen to some information from a couple of hosts on Afghanistan. That'll come up in just a moment. That was Kevin Wall talking to Senator Cornyn about the War Powers Act and how it plays in Libya, which, in fact, is the number 4 item this week on the countdown. So, as I said, we'll go back to number 3, Afghanistan, with a couple of representations from important talk show hosts and important talk shows from important talk radio stations, which is our job here on the Talk Radio Review.
My name's John, and I've been having problems with my blood pressure for years. My doctor's tried everything without much success. I heard about Extendivite from a friend and thought, why not give it a try? It's been 3 months now, and my doctor's very pleased with how my blood pressure's finally coming down. I have a lot more energy than I've had in a long time. It's working for me.
For 12 years now, I've been helping people. My name is Don Wiskin, and I want you to know Extendivite works. If you're looking for more energy, or just want to be as healthy as you can, now is the time to join the growing list of real people benefiting from Extendivite. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hello, this is Steve Shank. What does freedom mean to you? eFoods Direct is celebrating freedom with the Freedom Food Giveaway. Each week in July, they are giving away a one-year food supply. Just go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and register to win a one-year food supply with a 25-year shelf life. At eFoodsDirect.com/Alex, look for the New Patriot Pack, a $149 12-day supply of food, plus accessories that is free with a purchase of $235 or more. Call 800-409-5633 or on the web eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and register to win a free one-year supply of food. Then listen to Alex Jones to announce the weekly winners. Also, the first 50 to register each day win a $50 subscription to the Voice of Reason e-newsletter. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633.
Counting down what America is talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
So we are, and as I promised, Afghanistan is now in the focus number three this week on our countdown, Afghanistan policy. Here is host Mike Rosen talking to one of his callers about the politics behind the president's drawdown plan for the troops in Afghanistan.
It was certainly my impression that the chief motivator behind his speech and the compromise that was struck between what his political advisors want and what his military advisors want was looking forward to the next election.
I totally agree.
And David Gates, who's the outgoing Secretary of Defense, Robert Gates, who's the outgoing Secretary of Defense, and General David Petraeus, the top U.S. commander in Kabul, in Afghanistan, were in disagreement, and the ultimate plan that Obama seized on, and there's an interesting story about this by Mark Ambinder on National Journal this morning, was a victory for Robert Gates over David Petraeus. Now, David Petraeus, interestingly enough, is now going on to be head of the CIA in the Obama administration. So if he were flatly opposed, he could have fallen on his sword and said he refuses to serve this president and this commander-in-chief in his new job. He didn't go so far as to do that. But from the accounts in this National Journal story, and by the way, the Mark Ambinder piece says here, this account is based on interviews with multiple officials with direct knowledge of the internal deliberations. Now, these are so-called unnamed sources, and you always take those through a filter. But National Journal, while they kind of lean marginally in a liberal direction, is a fairly reliable source. It's not some off-the-wall blog. This 1,000-word piece here was about the divisions between the military side and the political side and how this compromise was forged and why the speech was
totally politically motivated. And looking at everything going on right now, he's totally in, despite what he says, he's totally into re-election mode. So whatever goes, he wants to be reelected, so he'll say whatever. But with his record, he has not fulfilled what he has promised.
Well, he did say anything to get elected the first time, so yeah, I guess there's some credibility there. If one speculates he'll say anything again to get reelected, seems like we've already been there and done that, doesn't it? 800-510-8255. Here's host Chuck Custer talking to Congressman Chris Gibson of New York about the president's plan to draw down the troops.
What do you think of the plan?
Well, I support the plan. I think the president has got the right approach here. After having served in Iraq, multiple combat tours there in a counterinsurgency environment, and having recently returned from Afghanistan, I think he has studied the situation and he's got the right approach that we can begin the drawdown this year. That and still accomplishing our strategic objectives there of training the Afghan security forces and continuing to work with the local authorities on the ground so that the government could build efficacy and legitimacy.
I know some of your fellow Republicans, John McCain among them, feel like it's too much too fast. Obviously, you feel quite the opposite.
I disagree.
Yeah.
Look, you know, even when I was in uniform commanding forces over in Iraq, I was of the belief that we have to pick up the pace. You know, the idea that you're going to spend 10 years in nation building over there is not one that squares well with the situation that we have on the ground here in the United States of America. So I believe we can train the Afghan security forces. Look, they don't have to be as good as us. They only have to be one step better than the Taliban. And I believe we're on target to do that. For us, the issue is really al-Qaeda. I believe we need intelligence community reform to flatten that organization, to fuse it with operations, and will more effectively neutralize the al-Qaeda threat, which is going to allow us to more rapidly pull out of Afghanistan, having accomplished those objectives, as we are now doing in Iraq. I think this is the right model going forward. And then I think it's important that we learn. We have to learn from these experiences over the last decade. I have opposed the operation in Libya. I don't think we should have ever started it, and I think today is a good day to stop. We should never have gotten in the first place. I think the president has the right approach here for Afghanistan, and I support him.
You mentioned it earlier that it seems like the mission in Afghanistan has gone from nation-building and experiment there to counterterrorism, knocking out al-Qaeda. I guess I've seen in a few places concern, though, that with the growing number of insurgents in Pakistan, that we need Afghanistan as a base to crack down on them. Doesn't sound like you necessarily agree with that.
Well, as we conduct these counterinsurgency operations in Afghanistan and we solidify our relationship with Afghanistan, it's natural that our special operating forces would build an effective relationship so that we can then continue to use that as a base to prosecute the war against al-Qaeda.
All right, Mr. Gibson is a Republican, as host Custer pointed out. I think he has the right idea, especially with his approach. We never belonged there in the first place. That approach hasn't won the day, but it does with me and maybe some of you. All right, opinions galore, lots of stories and topics. The top 10 have been reviewed for you. Thanks for your attention. Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Stephan Multimedia, written by Ken Kessler, produced by Michael Fortier.